Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, somebody bless the Lord. Come on, somebody bless his name. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. Come on and bless his name, bless his name. We bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. Father, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. You're so worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, bless your name. We bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, you're so worthy. Come on now. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on, somebody just begin to give him praise. Somebody just begin to bless his name. Come on now. Father, right now we declare and decree that this high glory, that this broadcast, this word shall be unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been cleansed by the blood. Father, I declare and decree that this atmosphere has also been activated and energized by the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. And Father, as your sons, we are activated and have full access to your power. And Father, we just declare and decree, and we count it so. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory. We just bless you. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you. Father, we just bless you. Come on now. Just bless. David said, I will bless. I will bless. I will bless. I will bless. Come on now. You better get this right now. I will. I set my will to bless the Lord. My will is to bless the Lord. I have set forth my will to be activated in his will. Come on now. Glory. Come on now, Brother Anthony. Amen. Amen. Listen. I want to welcome everyone to the earth. Well, it's not early. I'm still on my summertime break. Amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Now, listen, get this. Now, listen, the word was with God, and the word was God. I'm going to say it right now. The word was with God, and the word was God. Now listen, you cannot separate God from his word. That's the first thing, okay? But number two, when you begin to activate the word, the Bible says, with all you're getting, get what? Understanding. So when you activate understanding, then you are activating, listen, now you have full access to use your faith and activate the kingdom of heaven to be connected to the earth. Oh, come on now. When you activate your faith, that means you are bringing heaven down to earth. Oh, come on now. I'm going to say it again. Woo, my God. Well, let me just type it right here. Understanding activates faith to connect the kingdom, let me spell this right, the kingdom of heaven to you on the earth. So once again, when you activate understanding with all you're getting, get understanding. Understanding turns on faith. Faith connects heaven to earth. Oh, come on now. Woo! Faith brings your future into your present realm. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, oh, my, see, God, glory. Must be Brother Anthony. So we're going to go here. Oh, my God, my God. Come on, share the broadcast right now. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. Come on now. Share this broadcast. Because listen, I only got about 8 or 9 more minutes. I just wanted to share this with you. Come on now. Amen. Woo, my God. Now listen, I'm going to say it again. When you turn on, understand. The Bible says wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. Understanding turns on or activates the power of faith. Faith activates the kingdom of heaven and connects it to the earth to bring your future into your present realm. Oh, come on. Oh, see, somebody's going to get this. Somebody's going to get this right now. See, you've been trying to seek God to get things instead of touching God. Glory. Woo, my God. And then God, woo, leads you right where your manifestation, your healing, your health, your prosperity, your wealth, where it already is on your path. Because the Bible says that God shall supply what? All of your what? Needs, okay? Okay, he says, oh, come on. Come on now, we're going somewhere. I want you to get this right now. Share the broadcast right now. Share the broadcast. Share the broadcast. I just want to get this to you right now. Woo, my God, come on now. Share the broadcast right now. Mm-hmm. Come on now, share the broadcast. Share this broadcast. I've got 8 minutes. Come on now, 8 minutes, and we're going to get this to you right now. Woo, my God. Hey, glory, come on now. Hey, glory, come on. You better get this. Okay, come on now. Here we go. Here's the key. All right, so everybody go to Hebrews chapter 11. We might as well go here for brother Anthony. He done opened up the door. Okay, Hebrews 11. Now listen. Let me just share something with you. The body of Christ has been accessing faith with the wrong understanding. We've been using Hebrews 11:1 to operate in faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's not what faith is. Okay. Faith. Okay. Listen, real faith is Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to what? Please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a what? Rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you are seeking God, this word seek means to run or chase after. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get something to you. Woo, my God. Are you getting this so far? Let me say it again. He says, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently, consistently, not just on Wednesday and Sunday or whenever you go into the building, okay? High glory, his shot. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God. So once again, so faith is not for getting things. Faith is for pleasing God. Number one, faith is not for things. Okay, let me just put it right there. Two, faith is for pleasing God or Elohim. Elohim means the Father, okay? Elohim means Father or Creator, okay? So when you understand, now get this. Hebrews 11:6, without faith. So if you don't have faith, it's impossible to please him. Why? Because faith is for pleasing God, okay? For he that cometh to God, okay? Woo! The Bible says that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will lead you and guide you into what? All truth. So ha, glory. So the job of the Holy Spirit is to lead you where God is on the path of purpose. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, my God, my God. You better get this right now. Woo, my God. for he that cometh to God. So your wisdom and understanding should be leading. It should connect you with the Holy Ghost that begins to grab you by the hand and lead you and direct you to where the truth is. Why? Because you shall know, have the understanding of the truth, and the knowing of the truth makes you free. Okay? That means once you get understanding, listen, once you get understanding in an area, the devil can no longer hinder you in that area as long as you stay in understanding, okay? Woo, my God. For he that cometh to God must believe. Okay, there's the belief. You must believe that what? Your Father, your Creator exists, okay? And, okay, here's the connector. That he is a rewarder of them, okay? That what? Diligently seek, chase, or run after him. Okay? He rewards you based on your chasing him. Now listen, the level of the reward will be based on your level of the chase. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, let me hear glory. The level of the reward is based on your level of the chase. You better get this right now. Woo, come on now. So now when you begin to operate, so now, high glory, come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Devil is a liar. Hebrews. So once again, and I'm going to type this for Instagram. Amen. Faith is not for things. Come on now. Are you type? Hopefully you are type that down here. Two. Faith is not for things, three. Faith is for pleasing God. And four, the level of reward is based on your level of the chase. Okay, so now, someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on, type it right now. I receive it, it is so. So now, remember, I said faith is for pleasing God. Faith, okay, comes after you get understanding. Faith, okay. Oh my gosh. And number five, and I'm going to add five. The door is opened after your obedience. Paul said, a great door and effectual door has been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. See, the door, ha glory, kesha. Ooh, let me put this. The door is opened after your obedience. Come on now. Are you getting something today? Okay. So now, when you understand, so now, when you go to, let's just go here, Acts chapter 2, okay? And we'll end here. Amen. Acts chapter 2. Because remember, we said that that the Feast of Pentecost is the Moedim, is the appointed time that opens the portal of heaven on earth. Okay, he says, and when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. Okay, they were all with what? One passion, one accord, one mind in one place. And suddenly there came, okay? The "and suddenly" didn't come until they were where the Father told them to be. Oh my God. There came from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. It filled the house. So the open door fills your space. Our glory. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like fire, and it sat on all of them. And they were all filled with the what? Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth. That does what? Leads them and guides them into all truth. What was the truth? That they begin to speak with other tongues. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. And then verse 7, they were all amazed and marveled. Behold, those that spoke. So you get filled, our glory. You get amazed. You get filled. You begin to activate and walk in the power because you've opened the door because of your obedience to the word of walking in faith. Oh, come on now. Oh, glory. We got to stop right here. Did you get something today? Now, listen. This is why he says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy what? Soul prospereth. Oh, my God, my God. Come on, you better get this. Are you getting this? Oh, I'm just typing this in for Instagram. So, high glory. While the earth remains. So now when you understand that the kingdom of God is built on Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. High glory. Woo, my God, my God. So listen, high glory. So then when you begin to now sow your seed, when you begin to sow seed, where? Into the ground where you're being fed, okay? The ministry first. You can sow into the ministry of Restored Ministries International by using our PayPal. You can scan that QR code and it'll take you straight to our PayPal. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight to the ministry account. We also have a Cash App and the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. Amen. Now listen, when you sow the seed, you are now doing all five steps. You are what? Our glory. Understanding that faith is not for things. So you're sowing to please God. Why? Because faith is not for things. You're pleasing God. You're pleasing the Father. Why? Because for God so loved that he what? Gave. And then he begins to reward. Your reward will be based on your level of chasing. And the door is open after your obedience. Now listen, we've been challenging everyone to sow the multiplied grace seed. $55 or $155, $555, $5,555. That five in the Bible represents grace. So when you double that number five with the 55, a 155 or a 555, now you're multiplying the levels and the increase of grace activation in your life. Okay. Now, the second way that you can sow seed is by using Ezekiel 44:30. He says, "And the first of all first fruits of all things of every oblation," that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, "and of every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give the priest, the prophet of the ministry, the first of your dough, that he, the priest, can speak the blessing to rest in your house." The second way to sow is by sowing into the hand of the priest or the prophet of the ministry. I am the priest and prophet of Restored Ministries International. So if you use my Cash App at $MDBryant and you sow this multiplied grace seed, now you're doing what Ezekiel 44:30, and you're operating in the prophet's reward. Okay. The prophet's reward. And now your seed activates my mouth and God honors what I speak. Oh, come on now. Woo, my gosh. So listen, so get your seed. Father, I thank you that the blessing of the Lord shall make them rich and add no sorrow. Father, I thank you. I declare and decree that they are going to another level. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, glory. Oh, my God. Hey, glory. Oh, my God, my God. You better get this. You better get this today. This is your time and season. Father, I declare and decree that as they sow, how from the north, south, east, and west, you are activating the door and the great door in their life in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. I'll see you tomorrow. I will be on earlier. Be blessed.